escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nice having you along. Now let's learn about Pat Murphy. He is the very unassuming manager of the Milwaukee Brewers.
The surprisingly good?
Yeah.
Milwaukee Brewers?
Well, the guy's a good skip.
Yeah.
He's 161 and 113.
Yeah, the Brewers were a playoff team last year until they met a certain team from New York, and they've a couple times this year they've had the best record in the bigs.
I think they have the best record in baseball right now.
Are they back?
I think they do.
Let's take a look-see. I believe you are correct.
So this guy knows ball.
Mm-hmm. And yet you...
You remember Craig Counsell?
I do remember Craig Counsell.
Yeah, screw that guy, huh?
Could you pick...
Am I right?
Pat Murphy out of a lineup?
No, not until I saw all this.
Yeah. He just... He may be a wonderful man, but dude, he just looks... Like if I just saw that guy at like a cookout, he just seems like he's like an angry old Marine.
What do you... He does not look like a baseball manager.
No, he does not.
So what do you... Think what would you if you look at that? So you roll up to that party.
I think he looks like a high school baseball manager.
Okay,
you think? Oh, see,
I think he looks like less professional.
I don't think he looks like a baseball.
That
guy.
Dude was a master gunnery sergeant in the Corps, and he's got like those black and white forearm tattoos, and he likes to call you a sissy and talk about how your generation is worthless and pathetic. He has that jaw and that nose that just. Scream, I'm an a-hole and I like to yell at you. Like he's a gym teacher named Mr. Woodcock that likes to throw dodgeballs at kids.
Well, apparently the players love him.
Yeah.
And he's a hell of a personality. His name is Pat Murphy and we're going to learn about him now.
let's go on this journey together.
The other day during a game, the cameras picked up a bench coach laughing at him in the dugout.
Yeah.
And they zoomed in on him. And he was over there eating a folded-up pancake...
Pocket pancake.
From his shirt, from his pants.
You can't do that.
He did that.
You can't.
Right there in the dugout.
You cannot eat pocket pancakes. You can't do it.
So they caught it on the broadcast. And so, of course, like any good sideline reporter...
Yeah, you got to lean in.
You follow up on that. And here is what the gal asked him about it after the game.
Like a lot of different things during the game. There's pancake. Actually, I got a little pocket pancake right here that I munch on. They're wonderful. You want some?
I would love to. Thank you so much. Oh, those are delicious. Pizza, bagels, what else do you keep in your pocket?
Whatever fits.
So then he goes on MLB Network, yeah. and of course this is now getting out there.
Yeah.
And they ask him about it.
Pat, what did you eat for breakfast this morning?
I had a pocket pancake. Rolled the pancake
pocket
up.
Rolled up pancake. Little burrito pancake.
I put it in my pocket. It tastes better.
Did you have syrup with it?
Tastes better.
No.
So he's doing bits. You know, there is zero chance a pancake tastes better coming out of his pocket. No. Okay.
And the gal that was interviewing the sideline hot because of course she eats some of his pocket pancake.
Well, he gave her a little nibble.
No. First off, you can't. You can't be raw dogging foods from your pocket.
If she doesn't eat it, she's getting dragged by the fans, I think. I think a good on her for taking a bite.
I think that's right.
You can't.
You got to go all the way.
There is not a person on this planet. I don't care how much I adore you, Jeff Bridges, how hot you are. Sideline report. I am not eating a pancake that is just coming out of your pocket. Have you seen what's inside a pocket? Stuff just appears in pockets.
Well, he doesn't care.
There's lint. There's dirt.
Yeah.
What? You're the manager.
And by the way,
can't you just get someone to bring you a pancake?
That I buy. I'm in on that. It's like, dude, just ask. I'm sure they'll bring you whatever you want.
Go get one of the bat boys to run down and bring you out a pancake.
But he's a resourceful man. Listen, this is a man who's been through two divorces and a heart attack. You think he gives an S?
No.
He doesn't.
He's all about that pocket pancake life.
So now, after the next game, they ask him about it again. It's become a thing.
Yeah.
And they ask him about it again, and he pontificates for about a minute.
Murph, do you really keep pancakes in your pocket?
Sometimes. Pancakes, pizza. You mean stuff I like. During the game, to wash down, to have something. You know,
how does one keep pizza in your pants without it causing like long term damage to pants?
Oh, not long term. You just wash them.
Right.
Pizza. When it's cold pizza, then you fold it up.
Okay.
Like a sandwich.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yes, that makes more sense.
You need it during the game, and when I wear a hoodie, mm-hmm. I have a pocket right here, and that's full of crumbs. But
do you get toppings?
Toppings? Sausage.
Okay.
Duh.
Captain?
The cold pizza and then the cheese, the sauce doesn't, you know, it's cold.
So yeah, no, I was just thinking of a hot slice of pizza, but that makes way more sense.
No, I usually get them out of the hotel when you walk down the people leave pizza boxes outside. They always leave some slices.
How about that? Did you guys hear that? Let me just repeat.
Yeah. Oh, I heard it.
Right at the end, he said, because the two media guys' minds are blown by the fact that he does this.
It should be blown.
And they can't quite wrap their heads around it. And they're like, wait, so you're talking about, he's like, no, cold pizza. There's no, the sauces, it's all cold. Just stuff it in there. It's fine. Then he says he gets the pieces of pizza. When he gets up in the morning, he's the manager of the Brewers. He's going to the ballpark in his little baseball outfit, and he looks for pieces of pizza left over in old pizza boxes outside of other people's hotel rooms. You believe that?
I do believe it. I do. He's just one of these guys. And by the way, looking at that nose and jaw, he seems like the sort that is eating hotel leftover pizza. So you're telling me that, like...
But it's not even his!
Yeah, so, like, their third baseman orders a pizza for a late-night snack, throws it out, and the manager comes by and is like...
I bet this is still good.
It's like, yoink.
Well, he doesn't just eat it, he puts it away for later.
Saves it.
He puts it away. He saves it for the eighth inning.
Boy, I can't even... It's stunning. Watching him pull that pancake out and eat it, now I need to see pocket pizza. It just appears out of a hoodie. And you're okay with that?
I respect the man.
Do you?
I do. Now, listen, we've talked about this before, and I think it's very controversial. But the pizza slices that are untouched, that is different than...
It's the principle.
That is different than yanking like a half-eaten chicken finger and a few leftover fries on some kid's plate that you pull from the table. You know what I'm saying?
I see. Because it's a, yeah.
It hasn't been touched. It's a separate entity.
Independent.
It was not touched. Yes. Now, the man could have sneezed on it with his,
true,
you know.
But someone else could have done that preparing your pizza anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. My wife and I were talking about this the other night, and she said that exact same thing. And I retorted with exactly what you said. It's like, dude, you don't know how much your food's been sneezed on by whoever's preparing it.
Well, can I say this? Like, in general, like... The idea of you eating someone else's food creeps people out. But when you think of all the things that have happened to that food, the idea that you're getting the most disgusting, it's just not true.
I do think that we've discussed this before, and we're on the same page on this. I don't think it's that weird.
It's not.
I don't do it
because
society tells me I can't and I'm shamed.
It's culturally unacceptable.
It's culturally unacceptable, but I don't think it's that weird to snatch a little leftover food that somebody doesn't eat.
So me and my buddy were down at spring training this last year, and we were watching the Royals. And the guy beside us, nice enough guy, he was there with his grandson and maybe his girl. There was three or four people. And I asked him, I said, because I was thinking about getting some popcorn. And my guy's like, popcorn's great. You want some? And I was like, nah. I was like, it's a little weird. I'm like, I don't know anyone down there. Like 5 minutes go by, and I was kind of looking. I'm like, I should have taken some popcorn. And he offers it. He's like, you sure? And I was like, all right, let's do this. So I took some popcorn, and then my buddy took some popcorn, and then the person in front of us was like, is that good popcorn? So before you know it, we had like an 8-person popcorn thing because it was this huge bag. I didn't know those people, and their hands are all in that pop. I didn't. It's just, it's popcorn. But if you were to see like a, if you were to see a 3/4 thing of popcorn sitting in a ball game, there's no way you'd pick up that popcorn and start eating, right? So that's abandoned popcorn. You're like, I can't do it. But how is that any different than me sharing a stranger's popcorn with like 7 other people? Or the idea that you're so much cleaner than someone else. You're maybe just as dirty, if not dirtier than someone else. But you're right. It's societal norms that tell us we're not allowed to do those things.
Here's the guy on the fan text line. I used to work at a high-end steakhouse in college as a dishwasher. Yeah. I ate so many half-eaten plates. Yeah. I bet they did.
Yeah.
That's good-ass food. If you rich people.
Have you ever had a table next to you offer you something? Like at a bar?
What do you mean? We're not going to eat all these?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Maybe that's happened.
Hey, we've got a crab cake left. You want it?
Yeah. I can't tell you the number of times I've been at a bar because I can get chatty at a bar, and I'll have someone next and be like, "Hey, you want one of these? You want one of these cheese sticks?" And you're like, "While I'm here, I do think we need to normalize sharing food with people.
Well, it's less wasteful.
It's less wasteful, and it's got a bad stigma. Let's be honest. The person next to you doesn't have the Andromeda strain that's going to kill you. And you don't have it's that's going to take
until
out someone
they do.
Until they do. Like, what are you really afraid of?
Well, like I said, you're preaching to the choir, dude. I'm not afraid of anything.
Yeah.
It's just really society shames me, and I don't want to be shamed by society. Like, this guy says, if someone sees you do that and watches you take a bite, you're not going to be embarrassed or surprised if they freak out a little bit. You just don't care. Well, that's why I don't do it.
Yeah, societal norms.
Because I would be a little, I'd be like that. Yeah. But.
Yeah. I've been tempted many times. You go to a restaurant that's decent and somebody leaves and they've eaten sensibly and they've left like half their food and you're on your way in and you're starving. And you're like, I wish I could just grab a couple of those fries. They look pretty good. The people have left. Like, I never have. I've never had the balls to do it, but I've wanted to.
Well, same guy says, what's the trash? It's off limits, man. You're now on the same level as a bum. You're a bum.
It is true. That's... And that's.
But wait, it's not been in the trash.
No, but it is someone's trash.
It's trash. The bottom line.
No, it's not. They just couldn't finish it.
They have discarded it.
They paid for it.
It's trash.
I don't think it is.
I don't think the table.
It's not trash until it goes into the trash.
I don't think the table's trash. That floor pizza.
Wait a minute.
Trash.
Wait a minute. This is bullsh. If you leave a half-eaten burger on a table. It is not trash until it goes into the trash because if you're calling me trash for eating it, what if the person then picks up and eats it? Then they're eating their own trash? That makes no sense.
Here's the problem. A lot of times someone will take like the napkin or whatever and they put it on the plate.
Saying if the napkin, but wait.
No. If the napkin touches
the plate.
Hold
on. If I put the napkin on the plate and there is half a burger left.
That's trash.
And then I decide to take the napkin off of the plate. You know what? I am going to eat that. Is that trash? It was my burger.
It's trash.
No.
It's
trash. That is, no.
It's trash. It's trashy.
I can't get behind
it. Once
that.
The napkin, a paper or cloth, is on the plate touching the burger, it becomes trash.
No, no.
Because the napkin was trash
it's
and
the
now
declaration
that burger
of trash.
Is
what
no.
It is. It's the white flag of I'm done and so is this food.
Yeah, but what if you're not done?
Someone steals in, hey, want to finish my soup? That might be the worst sharing food that you could possibly do. You want to finish my soup? What kind of soup? Because I'm not going to lie, if that's a delicious chowder, you may get me on that.
I think we need to teach kids... the next generation to never put your napkin on the plate because you never know when you're going to be done. Because if you put the napkin on the plate, you are signifying that that is now trash. But what if you want to go back and eat it?
It is weird. Like I said, the bar that I drink at a lot, I don't know if there is a lot of food sharing between strangers. I will admit when you're belly up at a bar, stuff gets passed around. Every now and then someone will offer you a sip of their drink or a cocktail. I think wings get shared. Certainly fries get shared. Bar mix. And it's not considered weird. Does the dive bar give you more leeway into sharing food?
I think it's about it being left and discarded. I think it's not weird when you're with other people actively drinking, but when those people leave and you take a chicken wing off their plate, it gets strange.
And it changes nothing.
Why is that strange?
Because they were there before. I don't know. Yeah, it just is.
It is. You're right. Because it goes back to the napkin touching becoming trash. Once it's abandoned,
it's like you're scavenging now.
Yes, that's exactly. Instead of sharing. You go from being a patriot to you are a bum. Someone has abandoned food, and now you are coming along. You're a scavenger. At that point, you are a home. You are a urban camper.
Before you're a sharer, now you're a scavenger.
You're a streetman.
Well, I have no problem with it.
It's the abandonment.
I might put this on my agenda.
normalize leftover chicken fingers.
Yeah. Well, I don't like waste.
Yeah, dude. Once someone's bitten it, man, I might be able to let you go with an uneaten chicken.
What about French fries?
I think French fries is a pretty easy shareable.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, fresh.
Yeah, and it does depend on the type of food.
It does.
But you're not going to take French fries from the next morning like the pizza. That would never be good. But from the table next to you? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, they ate 70 of the French fries. There are 15 left. They haven't touched the other 15, have they? I mean, maybe a little, but so have the
but
rats.
Not enough to bother you.
There's a bunch of rats in the kitchen.
I'll tell you right now, there is no black and white here. There's a lot of gray. A lot of shades of gray.
Well, anyway, Napoleon Dynamite.
Comes down to your feeling. Oh, yeah, the tots.
Napoleon Dynamite was a pioneer with the tots.
That is so
wrong.
But they were always his, right?
Pat Murphy.
He didn't steal them.
I don't care.
No, I know. I'm back to Pat Murphy here in the pocket foods. Yeah.
The idea of putting a French fry in a pocket and then removing the fry and eating it, whether it's my fry or not, I can't think of anything more offensive from a food standpoint than that. I would rather eat a total stranger's, remove the napkin, scavenge the plate, than eat my own fries out of my own pocket. There's just no way.
Wow.
No way.
What do you think is the best pocket food then? Maybe some baked beans with barbecue sauce. Oh. Some bacon bits.
Clam chowder.
Scooped out of your lint-filled pocket with a plastic spork.
I don't know why, but this is bothering me. But the idea of like a warm, hot gummy bear just coming out of your pocket. Sticky.
Well, gummy bears usually come in a little bag.
I know, but just some raw dog gummy bears. Just, I don't know why that one gets me, but it just, maybe a half-melted candy bar. It's reaching there and grab a Snickers, and you pull out a handful of chocolate, and it's just rustling around. It's like something that Bucks kids would do. That's like you're a two-year-old at that point.
Pocket oysters? What do you think about that?
Some shrimp cocktail.
Pocket shrimp.
Have you seen the guy that goes and cooks meals in the bathrooms in the airplanes? He did like a shrimp dish.
Yeah, I saw that.
God.
That's dumb.
Yeah, it is.
All right, we got to go. Text in your best pocket foods.
Pocket. I've never thought of a pocket pancake.
I think crab cakes could be solid.
Pocket waffle, though.
Yeah, maybe cold crab cakes because they'll stay together.
Yeah.
I'd do that.
You need something with an outside that's going to hold together, I think.
Cold crab cake.
Maybe sauce. The little saucer cups with the lid on them.
And the reporter referenced bagel at one point, so apparently he's done pocket bagel as well.
Yeah. Yeah, he does it all, Pat.
You think there's cream cheese on that pocket bagel?
Shame.
I don't think there is cream cheese on the bagel,
no.
I think he has a tendency to grab things that he sees.
Yeah.
And just puts them in his pocket. And like I said, I just have to respect this man. I hope the Brewers go all the way now.
What's your spaghetti policy?
All right, we will wrap up the hour next on 105.1 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive?
Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I just saw about a half hour ago, NFL ESPN deal got finished, and what? Now the NFL owns 10% of ESPN.
Really?
Yeah, they bought 10% of ESPN, so they're giving them the NFL Network, and NFL Red Zone and a couple other things, license a couple games to them, and in exchange, they get 10% of ESPN, which is...
That's
kinda
interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I mean,
I wondered why NFL was doing that deal.
Yeah, so they sold...
They just don't want to deal with NFL Network, don't want to do their own content anymore, let ESPN do the content, but now you get 10% of what ESPN does?
Yeah, they own 10% of ESPN. I was kind of reading through the
that's nice.
The kind of the gist of it, although it's a little weird because now, like, it's only 10%, but, you know, ESPN with the, you know, they're all the gambling stuff they do and all the reporting, and I mean, guess already you have the NFL Network, which was owned by the NFL, but kind of seems like maybe a little conflict of interest. But
cares about that.
You know, independent reporting is just when you have the media partner that has such a direct stake in a sport or company is already weird enough, let alone that league owning 10% of the biggest sports brand. I could see where that could get a little funky, especially with the licensing of all the gambling stuff, because
NFL's leaning into gambling.
I guess
too.
That line has been blurred so much; it doesn't really matter.
College is still trying to, be holier than thou, but that'll change. They'll tap into that money.
You just have to understand now that anytime you get any reporting out of ESPN, you do have to think about the fact that it's being reported by a company that is owned partially by the league they're reporting on.
Wrapping up our pocket foods conversation. Deal and others asking, are we just going to ignore the Hot Pocket? It's in the name.
Hell yeah.
I've never put a Hot Pocket in my pocket.
No.
Would you want to do it if it were hot, or would you need it to be a cool off pocket?
No, it would need to be semi-warm.
I'm not kidding. I just can't think of any food under any circumstances that I would put in my pocket and feel comfortable walking around and then pulling it out and eating it. Maybe some like jerky.
Here's a guy who said, my buddy brought pocket shrimp into a baseball game once. They were in foil, though.
See, and that's fine. If you want to wrap something, that makes sense. But just, I don't know. Every time, like, you reach into your pocket, you like, there's always a little,
There's gross things in there.
There's gross things. I don't know where it comes from.
Do you ever empty out your pockets, like, you know, like, just hang them out so that all that stuff gets out of there?
Yeah, like, what is...
Here's a guy who said, just to used to stuff cold bacon in my cargo shorts when I was bartending at a McMenamin's.
Why?
Cold bacon.
Why?
A lot of people bringing up jerky. Give me pocket jerky. There's enough salt on there to kill any bacteria. Maybe a nice English muffin folded in half.
I think jerky would be the easiest thing to brush anything off. You just, nothing.
In that category, YouTube suggesting pocket Oreos.
No. Okay.
Those could stand up.
Okay. No, because then you're getting stuff that's sticking to the filling, and that Oreo is going to break. Yeah. There's no way the integrity of the Oreo sticks.
Well, the bacon's a horrible idea because now you're greasing up your cargo.
Yeah, that's gross.
That was not good.
Someone said, I can't tell if we're doing serious inquiries, but the only one I'm doing is jelly beans.
Yeah.
Hard shell on the
outside. And then somebody else said the answer is probably sunflower seeds. Sunflower seeds seem to be acceptable.
Yeah.
I mean, people do it. We do it in baseball all the time.
Also, some form of nut. Like a
handful of almonds or something.
Handful of almonds, yeah. I could see that maybe happening there. But if you didn't have like a bunch of salt and stuff on them, and now you're just making your pocket gross. Like, what if you put one of these foods and then are you putting your wallet in there right afterwards? Your keys? It's disgusting.
Money, Money's the most disgusting thing
money
out there.
Money is the most disgusting. Money in your phone.
Who likes money? Am I right?
Licking a dollar bill? Oof. No, thanks.
No.
Exactly. Was the Hulkster's death suspicious? Someone says it may be. That's next. In the club. On the Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.